Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Dr. Crosby, thank you for taking my call and being with us on The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM. The recent report is disturbing on a number of levels, but you say excessive drinking seems to have a worse effect on women. And why is that in simple terms?
PJ, thank you for having me first and for bringing this issue to the attention of your listeners. The HRB report emphasises the increase in liver disease over the last 20 years due to alcohol in both males and females, and in fact it has increased by 260% overall, which is a huge increase in any disease. Now, both men and women are at risk of getting cirrhosis, or what we call end-stage liver disease, the worst form of liver disease from alcohol, if they drink too much. The reason that women are a little bit more susceptible than men is because we tend to be smaller, and also we've more body fat, so we get higher levels of alcohol if we drink the same amount. So, you know, if men and women drink the same amount, it's more likely that a female will run into trouble than a male, and also that it may happen sooner.
Is that just the way the body chemistry works, or the way their bodies are made up?
It is, exactly. And I suppose, PJ, as well, the other worrying trend is, the HRB report is full of statistics, and I don't want to spend our discussion quoting statistics, but the very young females seem to be drinking as much as males, and you would worry about down the line if they're more likely to run into trouble, and will we be seeing more females with liver disease? I mean, I'm kind of ancient now, and I've been working in liver disease for over 20 years, and I have, without reading the HRB report, it demonstrates exactly what I'm seeing. I mean, when I started working 25 years ago, alcoholic liver disease was a disease of middle-aged men, you know, in their 50s, 60s, but now we're seeing people at all ages, PJ, even in their 20s and their 30s, males and females.
We're in a position now where we can kind of look back on our drinking habits during the pandemic.
Yes.
And any expert you talk to will tell you that it's been worrying. In your own view, Doctor, what is the most worrying element of the way we've been drinking over the past 14 months?
Yes, I suppose everything is worrying about the pandemic, PJ, and there isn't a person amongst us who isn't anxious or hasn't found it difficult, you know. I suppose it's the access to alcohol for people to drink at home. And I was very interested in the HRB comments because it really echoed what I have been hearing from patients. Some patients are drinking less because the pubs aren't open, and the HRB say about 17% of people are drinking less, but 22% say they're drinking more. And certainly patients have admitted to me that they've slipped into a pattern of drinking more at home, and it's due to a combination of actually some people, the stress of working from home, they're so busy that they're drinking as well. Other people, the stress of losing jobs, or else, you know, a combination of boredom and habit.
Drinking more in terms of quantity or drinking more frequently, as in not just going to the pub at the weekend now, but having a drink every night?
That's the thing, you see, and when you're at home, you can drink every night. And I suppose there's so many things we can't do during lockdown, and in fairness, the Irish public have been fantastic at keeping to, you know, the COVID recommendations. But shops, license and off license where alcohol is so freely available have remained open, so there has been no difficulty accessing alcohol, you know. And I think a lot of things we do, most things we do, are out of habit eventually, you know. And I don't think anyone sets out, you know, to drink too much or to harm themselves, but it just becomes a habit.
Yeah. Have people been drinking more? And I'm addressing my thoughts again with regard to women here. Have women in the home, trying to homeschool children, trying to keep the place going while everyone is stressed out to the nines, have they been drinking more in the evening to maybe self-medicate a bit against that stress?
Apparently, PJ. Now, in fairness, the HRB don't break down the age groups and the sexes of the people that are drinking more. So, you know, one does have to be careful. And, you know, it's easy to tarnish everyone with the same brush. But I think the perception is yes. And I don't think it's just females, though, drinking at home as well. I think, you know, it is males as well. And we're seeing that in the very sickest patients coming into hospital. You know, it's not just females as well. It's males as well.
In that recent article you wrote in The Examiner, you said many people simply, and I'm paraphrasing, many people simply have no idea how much damage they do to their bodies through excessive drinking, not just the obvious to their liver.
Yes, that's true, PJ. And again, the HRB reported on that. In fairness, most people they interviewed, about 90%, did realise alcohol could cause liver disease. But there's an awful lot of other diseases that alcohol plays a big role in. Many cancers, for example, breast cancer, colon cancer, neurological conditions. You know, there's a myth that alcohol helps cardiovascular disease. But, you know, if you're drinking heavily, you are going to be more at risk of heart attacks and strokes as well. So there really are no proven health benefits from alcohol. And I suppose I did give a demonstration in that article of a very unfortunate lady who had been drinking heavily, was separated from two young children, and unfortunately she died during her first hospital admission, which we do see happen, which is terribly sad. And I remember her saying to me a couple of days before she died, I had no idea. She just had no idea that her drinking habit would have such deadly consequences, and she unfortunately didn't get a second chance, which, you know, many patients will get a second chance, but we do see a high mortality rate in people with end-stage alcoholic liver disease.
Are you suggesting maybe, Doctor, that in women the end stage can come faster?
It can do, yes, exactly. And that's why, you know, when I gave the reason initially why we are more susceptible to the effects of alcohol because our smaller sizes, and that, yes, by virtue of that, it can happen at an earlier age.
Now, the government is moving swiftly, or, well, at the end of the year anyway, to bring in minimum pricing for alcoholic drinks. Like, will it have any real effect on the problem, do you think?
Yeah, PJ, I laugh because you said they're moving swiftly. The Public Health Alcohol Act apparently was the longest ever in Irish legislation to go from a bill to an act. It took over 3 years because of an awful lot of opposition from everyone. So some of the elements have been introduced. As we've all noticed, alcohol is separated now in shops and and in, you know, petrol stations and that from other goods. The minimum unit pricing is a very interesting one because it basically means that you can't buy very cheap alcohol. I mean, at present, you can buy harmful amounts of alcohol for over €6 for a female, over €8 for a male a week. And there are many patients who will tell me that they will drink as much as they can afford. So this is targeted at people who drink dangerous amounts of cheap alcohol. It will set a euro per unit of alcohol, which, PJ, is still very little. I mean, the cost of alcohol has not increased in line with other goods and food. With minimum unit pricing, it's part of the whole story. The other elements of the Act are very important as well. Education and awareness. And, you know, you've played a huge role in that yourselves on the radio, you know. But legislation, as we've seen with, you know, road traffic deaths, the smoking ban, even the COVID regulations, regulations. You know, legislation is black and white and it does work. It has been introduced in Canada and Scotland and they've already shown benefits. They've already seen a reduction in alcohol-related harm and deaths in the two countries where it is introduced.
But coming back to that unfortunate case history that you referred to in your article, Miriam, as you called the woman, like, how would minimum pricing prevent the next Miriam, as it were?
Well, PJ, I think it's obvious. You walk into the supermarket and there's three bottles of wine for the price of two. Well, of course you'll buy the three. And if it's there, will you drink it? I mean, I think most of us will. And this is the scary thing about addiction. None of us are immune. You know, there's no vaccine against addiction, you know. So marketing is everywhere. And again, that's part of the act, you know. You'd feel a fool if you didn't pick up the cheap offer, you know. And these offers, you know, where you can buy a meal for €20 for two, and the meal consists of a bottle of wine as well as everything else, you know. That's not healthy marketing. You know, and people, of course, will appeal to it. You know, who wouldn't save their money and buy three bottles for the price of two?
And if it's in the press, you're going to drink it.
Yes, it's a bigger temptation. So, you know, it's targeted at that, but also people that drink vast quantities of cheap cider and beer, PJ, like it would amaze you the volumes that people can consume. And they can't even tell you the volumes. They will say, I will drink as much as I can afford.
Yeah. Lastly and briefly, come back to my female listeners, Dr. Crosby, and the point that you made earlier on, that, you know, you will do more harm to yourself more quickly because of the way you're made, just as a woman. And be careful.
Yes, absolutely. And I mean, for males and females, it's the same. But yes, if you drink pint with your male counterpart, you're more likely to run into trouble.
Dr. Crosby, thank you very much.
Thank you, PJ, for having me. Good morning.
Dr. Orla Crosby, who's a liver specialist at CUH.
Cork's 96 FM.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.